Welcome to the Sixth Man Podcast. Get ready for anything and everything you want and need to know about the NBA's Toronto Raptors. Now, your host, diehard Raptor fan, Dave Lawrence.
Welcome one and all. It's the Sixth Man Podcast, episode number 3, talking all things Toronto Raptors. We're going to do a bit of a recap, talk the draft, things like that, and then this episode, episode 3, is primarily going to be devoted to the Toronto Raptors superfan, Nav Bhatia, who had an unbelievable accomplishment recently, and then got called out by Stephen A. Smith. Who I can't stand. I can't stand that guy. Does that happen every time I say Stephen A. Smith? Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith. We're going to talk about that and fill you in on the great things that he does. So let's get to it, kicking it off with some Raptors news. Well, there ain't much. There ain't much, unfortunately. No news yet on Masai Ujiri at all about contract talks with MLSC. We certainly hope, fingers crossed, that they're going well and he'll be re-signing soon. Of course, no news yet on Kyle Lowry. Free agency hasn't even opened yet, so we'll see what goes on with that. So not a real ton of news as far as certainly Raptors related specifically. There has been, however, an update on the draft with some tiebreakers that went down. Basically, in the grand scheme of things, the Oklahoma City Thunder coming away huge winners after this tiebreaker thing that they did. They edged the Cavaliers, and they're being considered as huge winners of the tiebreaker, you know, because they have about 37 first-round picks over the next 7 years or something like that. It's huge, huge. So let's go over to the tiebreakers. Doesn't really affect the Raptors in any way, but Oklahoma City, the biggest winner of drawing as it won a tiebreaker over Cleveland. While both the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Cleveland Cavaliers still have an equal shot at winning the number one pick at 11.5%, the tiebreaker pushes Cleveland down if both fall out of the top four on lottery night. So OKC can now fall no lower than eighth, and Cleveland can fall no lower than ninth. The Raptors statistically still have the best chance of getting the eighth pick, but still hold on to that, you know, chance, 7.5, of getting up there in the number one pick. I'd be happy with anything in the top three. So congratulations to OKC Thunder. Hopefully a bright future ahead with them and our Canadian player, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Oh, don't get me started. I want to see him in a Raptors uniform one day, but if they're smart, they will not let him go. Then again, Kevin Durant left. So now let's talk about, first of all, the controversy surrounding Nav Bhatia. Nav Bhatia is officially in Springfield, Mass., in the NBA Hall of Fame, which is an awesome accomplishment for a guy who I would love to meet one day. Nav Bhatia seems like the nicest man on the face of the earth and has one of the most incredible stories I have ever heard. We're going to share that story coming up real soon. But the controversy exists when he was given an award and is now in the NBA Hall of Fame, and Stephen A. Smith apparently had a problem with it. Take a listen.
All right, Raptor superfan Nav Bhatia is the first fan inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Stephen A., should a fan be inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Hell no. How do we define what a great fan is? Your Hall of Famer, how is that defined exactly? What's the criteria? What's the standard? How many games you've attended? Who you talk to when you're there? How vehement you are when you get up and go off towards the opponent? The fan participation, I don't know how you measure that. So, no, I don't agree with it.
So there he is, Stephen A. Smith. With his opinion on whether or not Bhatia should be in the Hall of Fame. Also, I'm going to tell you about a real bad backtrack he made when he was called out for it. But there's his opinion, okay? There's his opinion. But to Nav's defense comes his daughter, Tia. On Twitter, she tweets at Stephen A. Smith and says this. He was not inducted, he was honored into a new category called the James Goldstein Superfan Gallery, alongside Penny Marshall. Much like the media is honored, so there's a difference, which you have failed to acknowledge, as well as many other things. But hey, you do you. Tia Bhatia, everybody. Oh, I love it. I love it. And then Stephen A. responded to that with his classic backtracking, as he always does. Here's what Stephen said in return. Actually, perhaps you should do the same and not focus on headlines. I was asked a question about fans, F-A-N-S in capital letters, being inducted into the Hall of Fame, and I responded to that specific question. Wow, unbelievable. That is what frustrates me about guys like that, Stephen A. Smith. So obviously, they are specifically, as you heard in the clip, specifically referring to Nav Bhatia. So Stephen A. goes, no, he shouldn't. No, absolutely. Hell no, he says. He shouldn't be in there. Well, that's who they're talking about. So to backtrack, not knowing the information that he was actually being honored into a new category, he goes, no, I was asked about fans. He's basically implying I wasn't really referring to Nav Bhatia, even though that's who he was specifically being asked about. I was referring to fans, not that, like, give me a break. Give me a break. Stephen A. Smith. Sorry, I had to hear it one more time. Unbelievable response. Can't even apologize for it. These guys will never admit when they're wrong, and that's just got to be the most frustrating thing about them, and it's something that you've come to expect. That's the unbelievable thing about guys like that, Stephen A. Smith or Colin Cowherd. They make these predictions, for example, and we Raptors fans know that because of the 2019 championship run we had, where Stephen A. Smith was very adamant that we would be knocked out by Philadelphia. Philadelphia was the best team. Boston was the best. Milwaukee will crush us. Then Golden State will crush us. You know the number one thing that I will watch over and over again on YouTube when it comes to Stephen A. Smith talking about the Raptors is this clip right here.
Well, what I've watched the Toronto Raptors do, mainly led by Coach Nick Nurse and obviously the star player that is Kawhi Leonard, is make all of us, including myself, look like absolute positive idiots. That's really what this comes down to.
Thank you. Thank you. Finally. I can't get enough of that clip right there. And a big shout out to Tia Bhatia, who seems very, very cool as well. And if you've never seen it before, I would recommend going on to YouTube and her YouTube channel, the video where she hid her dad's Toronto All-Star tickets.
Where are the tickets?
He's panicking. All his All-Star tickets.
He was not impressed. There you go. All right, so now let's get a little bit further into the man of the hour, the man we're talking about, superfan Nav Bhatia, and his incredible, incredible story, because that's who we want to talk about primarily on the episode today, and he's got a great one, okay? Unbelievable. After he got his recognition into the NBA Hall of Fame, which is absolutely well-deserved for many different reasons, I had my wife actually tag me in a post that I had seen and shared it on my Facebook page that I want to get into. So if you don't know the story of Nav Bhatia, sit back and enjoy this because it's an incredible story. And this comes from somebody on social media, at Joe Pompliano, who posted a long write-up about Nav, and it was incredible. So let's go through it. Number one, let's start in 1984. With political turmoil making living conditions in India unsafe, Nav Bhatia fled his home country, moving to Canada. The only problem? Despite a degree in mechanical engineering, Nav struggled to find work because of his long beard and his turban. After spending months applying to hundreds of jobs with no luck, Nav Bhatia finally accepted a job as a car salesman. It was in the rough part of town, and he was severely overqualified. But this mission was simple: to prove hard work trumps hate. Through a unique combination of hard work, a friendly personality, and some catchy radio ads, Nav Bhatia became the best car salesman in Canada. No, seriously, in Canada. He sold 127 cars in his first 90 days on the job. Unbelievable. Let's see Stephen A. Smith do that. That's a record that still stands today. After proving his worth as a car salesman, Nav Bhatia was recruited to become the general manager of a larger dealership across town. The business was close to bankruptcy, and the current owner felt Bhatia might help turn it around. But there was just one problem. When Nav Bhatia arrived at his new gig, all but one of the current employees quit on him. They refused to work for him. Rather than sulk in his sorrow, Nav Bhatia did what he always did. He got to work. Nav Bhatia hired entirely new staff and started to transform the business. Within a few years, the near-bankrupt dealership was now one of the largest in all of Canada. The best part? Bhatia ended up buying the dealership along with the original one that hired him back in 1984. After spending a decade working for, purchasing, and building up two car dealerships in Toronto, Nav Bhatia was now a self-made millionaire. That gave him the financial flexibility to pursue his other passion, basketball. This is where the Raptors come in. When the Toronto Raptors were named the NBA's 28th franchise via league expansion back in 95, Nav Bhatia purchased season tickets. The team was terrible, but Bhatia didn't care. He showed up to every game and was the loudest guy in the arena cheering from start to finish. In 1998, after years of Nav Bhatia's loyalty and dedication to the struggling franchise, general manager Isaiah Thomas took notice. He was the one that called Bhatia to center court during halftime of a game and bestowed upon him his new official title, Superfan. Nav, as you can imagine, was completely ecstatic. In the 25-plus years he has been a fan of the Raptors, there have been 13 losing seasons, multiple blizzards, even blackouts. Yet Nav Bhatia hasn't missed a single home game. He never leaves early, and he's still the loudest guy in the arena, even at 69 years old. After the Raptors won their first NBA title in 2019, Nav Bhatia became the only fan in NBA history to receive an official championship ring. He also participated in the championship parade, which we all remember watching. Now Nav Bhatia is also the first fan to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Here's what Nav said after being inducted. "I made a promise as a kid to my mom I would never remove my turban. Today, it's in the Hall of Fame. Embrace what makes you different. It is your superpower. This is the crown I wear each day. Thank you, Mom. Simply incredible." My favorite part? Nav Bhatia spends $300,000 annually to send thousands of kids to Raptors games. He intentionally makes people from different backgrounds, black, white, brown, rich, poor, Christian, Muslim, sit next to each other. Why? To bring communities closer together. In the end, this is what sports are all about. They have a unique ability to bring different people, personalities, cultures, races, and religions together, uniting everyone's passion toward one common goal, winning. The perfect example is Toronto's own Nav Bhatia. So well said, Joe Pompliano. Great write-up there. It was fantastic. And it's got to pull on your heartstrings, right? It's got to pull on your heartstrings. The guy is a marvel. He's an absolute gem. And I love it. I love that we've got Nav Bhatia, our super fan, and we got Drake over there. I just wish they sat together. They got to get somebody's got to organize the seats so they sit together somehow, I think. But Nav's not giving up his tickets anytime soon. He's going to be around forever. We love him for it. And I think he's absolutely fantastic. So take that, Stephen A. Smith. Guy doesn't even know what he's talking about. He doesn't do anything for the sport. And he'll never end up in the Hall of Fame. At least I hope not. That's pretty much it for this week's this week's episode of the Six Man Podcast. We'll hopefully get some more Raptors news coming up. We're closing in, slowly but surely, on the draft lottery. That's the next date we're all waiting on. June 22nd is when the draft order will be decided. Will the Raptors get some luck and move from the seventh best odds to get a number one pick, maybe? Fingers crossed, top three. The worst pretty much they can get is, I think, about 9 or 10. But we're hoping to go up, baby. Up, up, up and away and get a high draft pick. And don't worry, there's going to be a flood of Raptors news coming out once that sort of first domino falls, I feel like. We'll have the draft lottery. We'll have the draft, free agency. Between now and then, what's going on with Masai Ujiri? We all want him to re-sign. We need him this offseason. But no matter what, there's going to be a team. There's going to be some cheering. And we the North, baby. That wraps it up for this week's episode. We'll see you next Sunday and every Sunday thereafter for the Sixth Man Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Sixth Man Podcast. Sixth Man Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow the show on Instagram at The Sixth Man Podcast. Join us next time for another episode of The Sixth Man Podcast.